Ambassador College presents Garner Ted Armstrong. Today, Garner Ted Armstrong speaks out about our debt-ridden society and how to get out of debt and stay out. He also offers you a free booklet. It's called Managing Your Personal Finances.
We're living in a tempting world. Every kind of gadget imaginable is available to us. A housewife can wash and dry her family's clothing without stepping outside the door. If her husband can afford the washer and dryer, that is. She can whip up her recipes with blenders and beaters and vertical grills and double ovens and all kinds of kitchen appliances that buzz and hum and grind. If her husband can afford them, of course. And her husband can have a motor-powered boat and a new car, maybe every second year, because we have built-in obsolescence. And give his kids motorcycles and all the latest gear to wear. If he can afford to. If. And that's the stuff of which real mind-benders are made. A whole lot of people seem to think that it's a very small if. People just expect more. In underdeveloped countries, where people have never seen some of the world's luxuries until a few years ago and never even heard of most of them, people now know that these things do indeed exist. They've learned about electricity in cars, they've found out that toilet bowls are for things other than planting plants, and they've discovered that working people in other countries, the affluent Western countries, have things. And they don't spend 90% of their income on food just to keep their families alive. That their food budgets run more like 15 to 20% of their take-home pay. They make just so much money that they can buy clothes and not just wait for someone to hand things down to them. At the same time, people in our affluent Western nations, like Australia, for example, where 75% of the families own their own homes or are buying them, and these aren't mud huts, they're generally pleasant five-room homes with space in front and the back for gardens. But people in our modern mechanized society have no idea that there are millions of people who do spend 90 or 100% of what they can manage to earn on food, and then take what they can get even at that. And even fewer seem to realize that the greatest revolutionary tool in modern society has been the cheap transistor radio that has brought knowledge of how Western societies function to these people in every remote corner of the world. Propaganda has been spread by people who want to stir them up, and news and information and instruction have been circulated to help to better themselves medically and educationally. Now that they know what is going on in the outside world, what is there, they want a part of it. They want a share in prosperity and affluence. It's what the economists call the rising tide of expectations. But the problem is that the expectations of these people are rising far faster and far higher than the economies of their own nations can develop. These gadgets and conveniences and homes and cars simply cannot be made available to most uneducated, unskilled, illiterate populations. The groundwork has to be laid. Work has to be done. But the reason that so many of these people are impatient and want everything right now is that they feel they should have the wealth of all the developed nations all at once. But the point is, everyone is expecting more and more of everything, and very few people take into account what has to be accomplished and how much hard work has to go into building up both the nations and their use of their resources. And the same thing is true even on a family level. Everyone wants to have all the glittering goods, but very few seem to know how to go about getting them. The wise management of money, that's where it is. We have a free booklet called Managing Your Personal Finances that will tell you how to go about budgeting and evaluating what you buy. It's a useful little booklet full of practical information and suggestions on how to keep your budget and your expectations in line. You can have a free copy simply by sending for it. It's called Managing Your Personal Finances.
This broadcast has been presented by Ambassador College as a public service. The free booklet offered, Managing Your Personal Finances, is part of the worldwide program by Ambassador College of presenting vitally interesting facts on topics of public concern. Write for your free copy. The address is Ambassador College, Box 345, GPO Sydney, New South Wales. That's Box 345, GPO Sydney, and we'll send you your free copy. Listen again to Garner Ted Armstrong, presented by the Worldwide Services of Ambassador College, Monday to Friday on this station.